from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So Joe Cooper was a member of the Memphis basketball program. If you'll remember, you know, he was, as a walk-on, you know, getting on the court, he was a fan favorite, right? A Memphis area kid who, you know, was playing and you know, was sort of weighing whether or not to come back. Well, he's not coming back. And he actually spoke to Parth from the Daily Memphian about his time at Memphis. And he was not complimentary, shall we say. I'm just going to read to you from the piece, you know, what he had to say. It was kind of heartbreaking. Just because you're like a kid going to live out this dream, then you get into it, and it was, to be honest, the worst experience I've ever experienced. And the only thing that kept me going was the city and the fans. So that's the only reason I would have stayed, because sometimes you just have to make sacrifices. Just me seeing people smile, that's what kind of kept me going. But just actually being in the program, nah, it wasn't like a dream come true. I don't know how to put it into words, but for a kid growing up in Memphis, it was kind of heartbreaking to go out there and experience that. He was asked about his relationship with Penny and the coaching staff. He said he never fully felt truly welcome, and he felt alienated by Penny and the staff. He said, me and Penny didn't have a relationship. We didn't really talk. It just seemed like it was something that he had against me from my viewpoint. I didn't practice during the fall. I was sitting on the sidelines most of the time.
Yeah, you're a walk-on.
Right. And obviously, when I got out there, I showed I was good enough. And there are other factors people don't know even know about that impacted me when I got out there. He continues, it was just hard, man. Just the mental weight of being in that program and dealing with all that, scandals and egos and the character issues throughout the program, it was hard. It was always a weight anytime you walked into the gym. So, you know, that is, you know, that is what Joe had to say. He said it was not really his choice in terms of his departure,
well, that matters.
He reached out to Penny not long after, it's all according to him, he reached out to Penny not long after Memphis' season ended, and Penny did not respond to any texts or calls.
That ain't new.
I was just trying to do things the right way and wait on Penny and the staff to let me know. I didn't want to just make a decision without talking to Penny because that was my coach at the time. And he just never reached out, never said anything, never got back with me. Like, I just found out I wasn't going to be back when the media found out. I know everybody was having their exit meetings and Penny was telling them what he needed to tell them. I'm just like, what is my meeting so I can know? Other coaches were calling, trying to get me to come down, and I'm telling them I can't. I have an obligation to Penny. He gave me an opportunity. I need to see what he does.
Wow.
So he said, He saw the writing on the wall when the new team began moving on to campus June 1st. But after everything he'd witnessed in his one season at Memphis, he wasn't surprised by how it all played out because this stuff had gone on all year. I don't know how to say it. I don't want to put nobody on the spot or on blast, but I wouldn't want anybody that I cared about to be in that situation. So he said he just wants to know why. He just wants people to know why he's leaving. I'm not turning my back on the city. I just don't want to let anybody down, but I think this is what's best, even though it's a difficult situation. I think anybody who cares about me would want me to go to another program. I know I put my head down and did the best I could. I worked hard. I was a good teammate. I was a good person. So great job by Parth to get those very raw comments from Joe, who clearly really loved his time playing for Penny at Memphis. So I have two things about this. One is, first and foremost, how unfortunate that a Memphis kid dreams of playing at Memphis, gets the chance to play at Memphis, and that's how he feels. Whether it's right or wrong, right, that's unfortunate that his lasting memory of Memphis is going to be, what a mess, and I won't remember this fondly. And I wouldn't recommend anybody I even care about to be in that program.
It is unfortunate he feels that way.
Yeah, like, again, I'm not here to...
Especially when your stepfather's a Tiger, Rodney Newsom.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you understand,
exactly.
You know, being critical of Memphis,
yes,
is being critical of a program that your stepfather attended.
Exactly. And, yes.
Obviously, he knows Penny. And,
yes.
So what that represents when you're criticizing it.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
A little different.
So that hurts. That hurts. Again, I'm not here to weigh in whether it was right or wrong. I wasn't in the building. We also know that the season did end in absolute disaster. And that probably was a hard thing to be a part of when that was going on. Secondly, you also kind of have to understand, right, the predicament and the position that Joe is kind of coming from here. He, you know, was, and Penny, too. Penny, you know, Joe was a walk-on. He was not a scholarship player.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he doesn't necessarily have an obligation to Joe, right, to have that, you know, it's kind of like, dude, are you in or out? Like, it's up to you. Like, I don't really care. Right? He's a walk-on. He's not a scholarship player.
Right.
Do I think, again, if all this is true, and you said it, this is not new. It's not new. This is Penny's M.O. He tends to, like, go dark on people when, you know, it's time to make a change. I always tell people, if you stopped hearing from Penny, it's too late. You know what I mean?
So you surely can get him back.
I don't know. If you stopped hearing from Penny, odds are.
No, he ain't going to. I mean, I would subscribe. He's not going to waste his time. So if he's done with you, I'm assuming he's done with you.
And he won't even necessarily inform you that he's done with you.
I mean, I'm struggling with this because we're talking about a walk-on.
Correct.
And we're talking about a walk-on expecting to be back and brought back. And
right.
It sounds like a walk-on that expected an increased role next year.
And to be recruited back.
And to be recruited back and to have Penny telling him what he wants him to do. You didn't get that because, again, they don't view you as a guy who's going to get increased time next year.
Right.
That part of it's unfortunate. I hate that for a guy who grew up wanting to be a Tiger.
It just sounds like they had different perspectives, right, on what they envisioned the other's role kind of being, right?
Well, if we're keeping it real here, is it a good thing for a Memphis? Would it be a good sign for the Memphis basketball program if you're talking about coming back next year and a guy that you had as a walk-on last year is in an increased role on that makes you feel better about, you know, making the NCAA tournament? And, again, that's not it. I'm not trying to you know, take a shot here at Joe Cooper and the player he is, but
right. No, I mean you have to be
if Memphis
honest.
Is dependent on a guy that was a walk on, and we ain't talking about Tyler Harris here, then that's not a good sign.
Correct.
And oh, by the way, like, what are we talking about here? We're gonna cry for Joe, who was a walk on. Tyler Harris came back as a walk on, helped you win games in that year as a walk on, and then still didn't get the scholarship the next year. Basically, was run off down to South Florida and had to finish it off down there. Tyler Harris, as Memphis as any kid, just like Joe Cooper.
Yep.
And so that was a situation where, you know, my guy didn't even get a senior night. And so Joe ain't the first here in terms of Memphis kids that Penny has said, you know what, now we're you know, you're better off somewhere else. And listen, I guess in Memphis's defense and Penny's defense on Tyler, well, you left him first. You went to Iowa State, you left, right, and that happened. But you did what you're supposed to. You come back as a walk-on and actually play meaningful minutes, help win games. Unlike, you know, Joe was great down the stretch, especially at a time where Penny's trying to preach Memphis basketball, and he was a kid who cared out there, but he wasn't helping you win games. And so that was a deal where Penny decided to go a different direction with another Memphis kid. And so, listen, I'm not surprised here that Joe wasn't sort of welcomed back or looked at, viewed as a guy that's going to really help us next season. It's unfortunate that, you know, a program that you loved so much growing up,
right,
that you feel like it's in freaking disarray right now.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe there's some truth to that.
For sure.
You know, maybe there's something in there to glean from in terms of what's happening behind the scenes. But, it sounds like a walk-on who grew up a Tiger, wanted to be a Tiger, not welcomed back in a role that he wants. And you got to take into account a little bit, John, too, because I'm trying to be fair here on both sides. Probably got a little bit of an axe to grind. Right, that you weren't. Maybe got a little bit of an axe to grind in terms of what you will say about that program now. So I think you have to take all things into consideration.
Well, I will say this. He did deserve to be told by Penny that,
bro, Tyler Harris deserves senior day.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like it could.
That's what I'm saying. This is a walk on.
He could have just like responded to a text message.
I would think I'm with you because again, Penny knows the deal.
Like that's
this is the stepson of a former Tiger. Penny's known Joe growing up, and so yes, you would think that the common just courtesy of a call would come. And that's unfortunate for Joe.
Yeah.
Especially again, you have a relationship with his dad, his stepfather and Rodney, everything else you think as a Tiger son, you know, and a guy that you saw grow up, you would give him the call, be straight with him. And that's unfortunate Joe didn't get it, but I'm not gonna go crazy here that Penny didn't call Joe Cooper back. I wanna know Penny called David back. You know, I got other things on.
Yeah, no, again,
a
theme.
Not as worried about this one.
Yeah, it's that's all. I mean, for me, the biggest qualm is just that you could have just returned the call or the text and said, "Hey, you know, our visions don't align here, and you're probably better off, you know, pursuing your opportunities elsewhere." Like, I just feel like that is the, especially of a Memphis kid, that is the bare minimum expectation.
I think for me, and again, at the risk of sounding like this is some alarm that needs to go off, but you know, when you got a guy in Joe Cooper who you threw out there last year because you said guys weren't playing Memphis basketball, they weren't playing like they cared, right? And maybe that's a result of the roster you put together or the culture right now or the fact that, frankly, let's be real, a lot of these guys you bring, they don't know Memphis basketball, but a guy that you looked at last year and said can bring it, right, can show it to me, well, he's gone now, right? So again, if we're going to keep hearing Memphis basketball speeches going forward, bro, there ain't much Memphis left on the roster. And I keep saying there's more Memphis now on the coaching staff. You bring back, you know, Andre Turner. You got Dwight Boyd still on sports staff. Penny. There's more Memphis representation, Memphis basketball representation on the staff now than there is on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, again, I just don't, you know, come to me talking about you're frustrated because guys don't get it. In this new college basketball world, when you're playing that game, you recruited Memphis, but you missed on Trey Richmond and Curtis Givens III. And so that's the thing here. You've gone an entirely different direction, mostly like Cal here, where you don't have much local flavor. And so, bro, nobody's going to care about the old Memphis basketball. We ain't playing like we did back here. Nobody's going to care about that speech because there's not much Memphis basketball going on in terms of the roster right now. And Penny's made that decision ultimately. Not saying you got to have it to win. You don't. But in terms of guys being bought in that care and you're going through a season that's gotten tumultuous and looking around for guys that are going to step up and actually care, well, when you don't have much Memphis on there, you know, and guys are here for NIL and on one-year deals.
Yeah.
That's the risk you run. There you go. And you were depending on because some of that Joe Cooper passion last year because you lacked it so much.
Yep.
You know, Malco getting himself taken out of the deal. Yeah, very little Memphis last year. Gonna have less this year, it looks like, with no Joe Cooper, obviously.
Yeah, we'll talk to Jeff Coggins about this at 125, get his thoughts on it and more when he joins us at 125. A very, very revealing piece, certainly.
He had some things to say.
Yes, he did. I don't think you've ever heard a player rip Penny like that upon his exit or transfer, right? I mean,
no, well, I'll tell you this. Tyler stayed quiet.
He did.
I wondered if we'd see that, especially after we went back down South Florida for that last one. Again, Tyler decided to leave first. And so you could make the argument that, hey, whatever happened, what happened, Tyler transferred out of here first. But comes back as a walk-on, helps you win games, turns your season around really that year. helped you make the tournament. And then, no, we all thought, okay, well, he'll be back as a scholarship guy the next year. No, team decided to go a different direction. So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.